please.
We're reading excerpts about subjugation. Excerpt number 18, Rabash, entry into the work. After he achieves this degree called Lolishma, not for her sake, he is rewarded with other phenomena. When he comes to a higher state, that is, at that time, he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before the torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in a state of lishma, for her sake, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
Yes.
Rabash, having a suit is more important than having a dispute. We have to know that the degree of Lolishma is a very important degree, and we don't have the mind to appreciate the importance of Torah and mitzvot in Lolishma. And Baal HaSulam said that to the extent that a person understands how to appreciate the work of Lishma as an important work, he has to know that even Lolishma is even more important than Lishma.
Than what he imagines to himself.
Because a person cannot understand the importance of keeping Torah and mitzvot, not even for lo lishma. But surely the wholeness of the keeping of Torah and mitzvot should be for lishma.
What else?
In the same quote, therefore the feeling of good and bad in his providence brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment, because he who makes effort not to part from faith in the Creator, even though he tastes bad taste in providence, he has reward. And if he does not make such an effort, he will be punished because he is separated from the faith in the Creator.
Enough for us. Let's go to 19.
Excerpt number 19, Baal HaSulam, letter 8. There is a sublime purpose for all that happens in this world, and it is called the drop of unification. When those dwellers of clay houses go through all those terrors, through all that totality in his pride, which is removed from them, a door opens in the walls of their hearts, which are tightly sealed by the nature of creation itself. And by this they become fit for instilling of that drop of unification in their hearts. Then they are inverted like an imprinted substance, and they will evidently see that it is to the contrary, that it was precisely in those dreadful terrors that they perceived the totality which is removed by foreign pride. There, and only there, is the Creator himself adhered, and there he can instill them with a drop of unification.
Yes, nice. Next.
Excerpt number 20, Baal HaSulam, letter 8. This is what is written in the poem, "You surround everything and fill everything." During the attainment, abundance is felt. It appears and sits precisely on all those contradictions. This is the meaning of more terrible than all terrors, prouder than all who are proud. And naturally, he feels everything. The poet knew that he feels them abundantly. And none else perceived the pleasantness of unification with him until it seemed to him, at the time of his wholeness, that the afflictions that they had suffered had some merit to value the savour and pleasantness of the abundance of unification with him. His every organ and tendon will say and testify that each and every person in the world would chop off his hands and legs 7 times a day for a single moment in their entire life of tasting such a savour.